Saturday, then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the state Senate. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The disappearance of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudis insisted they know nothing about what happened to him. They said so in a phone call with President Trump and in person with Secretary of State Pompeo.
From the president, a triumphant tweet with a gratuitous insult after learning a defamation lawsuit filed against him by Stormy Daniels has been dismissed.
Calling her, and I'm quoting the president now, horse face.
She responded, game on, Tiny.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is facing some backlash after she released
released DNA results.
The Cherokee Nation contested the results, saying it is useless to determine tribal citizenship.
Flooding continuing through Texas.
You can see the entire center of that bridge completely wiped out.
USA Gymnastics interim president and CEO Mary Bono abruptly resigning under pressure after just 4 days on the job.
A swing and a miss, a strikeout to end it, and the Boston Red Sox take game three of this ALCS, and they now lead this series 2-1.
Ground ball, base hit. Machado comes to the plate. Thrown by Yelich. Dodgers win it. Series tie, 2-2.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Trump requested audio and video evidence from Turkey, if it exists. This is some, they've got some of some transcripts, some things that they said on the audio tape, on the audio file from the Saudi consulate. This is starting to hit. They also were exploring the consulate general's house in his residence. And there's one piece of the tape where the autopsy expert tells the other members of the team to be listening to audio, to listening to music while he does the dismemberment.
Good Lord.
It's pretty cold.
Yeah.
I think Trump is going to do, I think he's going to, if it turns out that the Crown Prince knew, and or the King knew, but I think the first fall guy is the Crown Prince, then he's going to say action needs to be taken. Wow. Man. Okay. That's going to move for an interesting conversation.
Oh, yes.
Okay, 272-9228, first-time callers. Need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market, plus Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We're doing that on Friday, but that's open to any caller. Repeat, any caller. I want to thank Mayor Todd Strange for being in the house. Mayor gets better every time.
Oh, yeah.
He's really good. He's really good. I mean, we could have easily done 2 hours of that. And you guys, as he said on the way out, you guys asked good questions. Also, don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market is having Harvest Fest Saturday and Sunday every weekend from now until Halloween, 10 o'clock in the morning until. They have hay rides. They've got Moo Train. They've got all sorts of things that are there. $10 for children, $6 for adults. They will be the best $10 you spend because you will wear them out, which is what always my goal was for my kids. There was an interesting thing that happened in Ohio that bears attention here. We're always talking about, you know, black youth being shot by a police officer for what they thought mistaken identity. We had a situation, I think it was about a year ago, where we had a kid with a BB gun, and the cop pulls up, and he has a BB gun in his hand, and he shoots him. And, you know, he didn't know whether it was a real gun or not. So I want you to listen to this story, and let's talk about this.
An Ohio police officer is getting national attention for how he handled a tense situation that could easily have turned deadly. Dramatic body camera video shows the officer stopping two boys who he thought had a gun, but instead of using force, he used the power of his words. Dean Reynolds spoke to the officer and one of the boys.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
It's two little kids, and this guy brandished a gun. I don't know if it's a real gun, ma'am, but it scared me.
Columbus police officer Peter Casuccio responded, but had no idea 11-year-old Jaquan Soule was holding a BB gun as he pulled up with his service revolver drawn. When Jaquan dropped the BB gun and it shattered on the sidewalk, Officer Casuccio gave him an earful.
You can't do that, dude. In today's world, listen, that thing looks real, bro.
I'm so sorry.
You should be sorry, and you should be scared.
We stopped by the 5th District Station House to speak with Officer Casuccio.
Why were you so insistent on making the point to him?
Because we are seeing on a national level that there are kids with, you know, BB guns and or other toy guns that are very realistic looking. The officer can't discern in that split second, in that millisecond, whether that's a real firearm or not.
In 2016, 13-year-old Tyree King was shot to death by a Columbus police officer as he held onto a BB gun. And 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot dead by a Cleveland officer who mistook his pellet gun for the real thing. Casuccio works one of the toughest neighborhoods in Columbus.
This thing could have turned very bad.
Absolutely.
We also spoke to Jaquan's mother, Talisa.
Yeah, I want to let the officer know that I am very, very happy and blessed that he did not shoot my son for what he have done.
Officer Casuccio told us he feels the same way. For CBS This Morning, Dean Reynolds, Columbus.
That was a good story. And he came out of the car with his weapon drawn. And the kid dropped it. When he told him to drop, dropped it and it shattered, put him on their knees and patted him down and then talked to him. And
I'm glad he talked to him.
Exactly. And it was really, I mean, he was trying to say, look, don't do that because you're putting yourself at risk. And there needs to be more of that type of thing because, you know, they don't know. All they know is that you have a young kid with a weapon, and you have young kids that are shooting people now, as in Montgomery, Alabama. So that was a very good and positive story, and I like that. This police officer, you could tell he was seasoned. He was very, very seasoned. They gave him a rough area because he could handle a rough area. It's something that Kevin Murphy and I talk about all the time, that having the seasoned officers involved in policing is really makes a difference, and because they're thinking things differently, they're not on a quote hair trigger. So I can congratulate that officer for the way he handled that, and then the fact that Dean Reynolds did the story on it. I think that's very, very good. Okay, so let's go back into some of the political stuff that we were talking about. Senator Heidi Heitkamp kind of got in trouble. She did some direct mails that listed some people that were not accurately listed, and she's already having kind of some problems. But when you have to make a public apology like she did on this, it's going to be getting pretty bad for you.
North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp is apologizing for a campaign ad that publicly identified sexual assault survivors without their permission and wrongly named others. The Democrat, facing a tough re-election fight, ran the newspaper ad while trying to explain to voters why she opposed Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, John. At least 22 of the women say they didn't give their consent to be involved in this, and they're threatening legal action, saying that Heitkamp's campaign may have actually violated state privacy laws. The ad ran in some North Dakota newspapers over the weekend. It was addressed as an open letter to Heitkamp's Republican opponent, Kevin Cramer. It read, "We're here to let you know that we have all suffered from domestic violence, sexual assault, or rape, and that, yes, we expect somebody to believe us when we say it." In a statement, the women said Heitkamp's political agenda has interfered with or downright ruined our lives. In some cases, the women said they had to reassure family they've never been assaulted or raped. For her part, Heitkamp is deeply apologetic. CBS News obtained one of the voicemails she left for a wrongly identified woman. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Heidi Heitkamp. I don't know if you want to talk to me or not, but I wanted to extend a personal apology and just want to spend just a few minutes just talking to you. I'm so mortified and horrified, and I can completely appreciate if you don't want to hear from me.
Now, Heitkamp is one of those 10 Democratic senators running for re-election this year in a red state, and right now she's seen it most at risk because polling suggests she's trailing Cramer.
She's not trailing Cramer. She's getting smashed by Cramer. Some other numbers that have come out that has come out today that are kind of showing this shift that I'm seeing on some other things. But, for example, Florida, which was marked as break even, Scott has now moved up to 2. I think that Scott is probably going to be able to pull that one out because of this factor. And the governor's race, in that same polling that was asked about the U.S. Senate race, was asked the governor's race, where Gillum is only now leading by 1. Barron had somebody who's a political consultant on from Florida, and when I was talking to her, she said the biggest factor for Scott is going to be the governor's race. If DeSantis can pull that out and start getting in the lead, then that's going to help Scott out. Believe it or not, the Puerto Rican vote that is in Florida may be the deciding factor for that whole election. Another one that is kind of interesting is the Menendez. Menendez, and this I'm doing poll to poll. This is Quinnipiac that just finished this survey. In that one, Menendez is up by 7 points. Now, Quinnipiac normally is kind of biased towards the Democrat. I'm saying biased only because of the way they select their tabs. They assume that they don't just do a random sampling. What they do is they weight it in the number of Republicans and Democrats, and they overweight in Democrats normally. But it went from a plus 11 to a plus 7, same polling group that did it. Rich, let me come back to you, buddy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call again. Sure. I just had to comment on that stupidity of Heidi Heitkamp's ad.
Really?
In what universe would someone think it was okay to use complete strangers' pictures and names in a political ad without their permission? If that doesn't disqualify her as someone to lead this country, I don't know what does.
Well, I'm going to assume that was a political operative's screw-up, total screw-up, that she assumed that somebody was taking care of that. Well, that's an assumption you should not make. You need to make sure that when you're getting somebody to do that, use the name, that you've asked for their permission.
Yeah, well, when you're operating in somebody's stead like that, you would think they would do it in their best interest, but you know, she's the one that appointed them to that position, and it all falls on her head.
Absolutely. Well, and can you imagine that you had a woman who had to explain to her family that she had not been raped and sexually assaulted because it never happened?
What a nightmare scenario. I mean, can you imagine, especially a woman having to explain that to her small children? Or her daughter or something like that. No, I'm sorry. I don't know why they put that in there, but oh gosh, it's horrifying just to think of somebody being put in that position. But let me tell you, that's not the first time we've seen a Democrat do something stupid. So
that's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm sure we'll see some more examples.
Rich, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a great day.
You too, bud. Thanks.
Thanks. Newstone 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Yeah, it seems like you guys are really agreeing with the Ritz. Be held up accountable. New polling data that's coming out is giving me a better feel for feeling towards things. Don't get me wrong. I think that we're going to lose congressional seats, but I think there are going to be some kind of surprises. You know, the member of Congress that is up in the Buffalo area who got arrested and charged in the stock fraud thing.
Mm-hmm.
Insider trading. He's leading in the polls.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
He's up by, he's 4.5 points up. Now that's encouraging. That's encouraging when you have that. I've not seen any Duncan Hunter who's got his issues in California numbers, but you've got Cruz doing well in Texas. You've got Abbott in Texas is up by 18 points. And I think his 18 points will get down to Cruz. I watched part of the Cruz-O'Rourke debate last night, and you could tell O'Rourke was kind of feeling that he's behind, so he's trying to do some game changer. That was their last debate, and I don't think he pulled it off. Ted Cruz was pretty good. He did use a good line where he said, that's why the president called you lying, Ted Cruz. But the South Shajar Shalala, that's the former HHS secretary. That's a Democrat seat, by the way. That is being led by Republicans. Heller has moved up from a plus two to a plus four now. McSally in Arizona has moved up from a plus six to a plus eight. That's a very, very good sign. And that one of the things that's really helping out in the Scott influence on Shouse Lazar is really helping out. She's a Hispanic, and I was watching part of a Scott event, including his talking to people about what was going on with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He does half of it. He does it in English, and then he does it in full Spanish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, I mean, he is really good at that. That was impressive. We have a special that's going on in a jungle primary going on in Mississippi that I think the Republicans will do fine in, though the Democrats are kind of licking their chops on that one. And Kemp in Georgia is slightly moving up, where he was a plus two, now he's a plus three. And I think he's going to pull that one out. It's where it's going to be a much bigger number.
Well, and with the news today that it seems that Mueller will only drop something until after the midterms, it might put people at ease that there won't be any October, late October surprise, early November surprise from the Mueller team. They're going to wait afterwards.
The how do you read the doing it after the midterms? Does it say? Because code to me is that it would have affected the midterms.
Right.
The question is, would it affect it negatively or positively?
Right. And it could go either way. It's kind of hard to judge it because either side is going to view the one man's win as another man's loss. So,
well, if there's nothing there and there's no collusion.
Right.
And that's what he kind of comes up with and says, but we did clean up some bad things that are there. Then that will be a major victory for the president, major victory. And then the Dems will go into this kind of tailspin kabuki dance talking about how unfair Mueller was and how he really is a Republican and he was all in for the president and all that kind of stuff. I know. It's like, you got to take a deep breath here. Got to take a deep breath. Politics is a lot of fun any way you look at it.
Well, I think the Democrats will learn that unless they're actually explicitly laying out a vision for the future that has to deal with big, broad policies dealing with the big structural issues the country faces, whether in foreign policy or the fiscal house, getting our fiscal house in order with debt and deficits. And it made me really happy to see President Trump in the cabinet meeting say to each of the cabinet secretaries, come back with a plan to cut 5% from your budgets. I love that. Absolutely love that.
Yeah, Matt is not so fast for you, though.
Well, he did say we can make exceptions if you give me a good reason for an exception, or maybe you can cut more than five.
Yeah, the problem is, of all those people in the room, if you take Mattis out, and then you take the Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare component out of it,
right?
There's not 5% is easy for them, the others to cut, but it doesn't affect a big chunk of the budget.
Right. And well, and
like
it's
70%.
It's interesting, though, if you did zero baseline budgeting where you're not getting in, you know, this is the amount of money we want next year, projecting more money, and you cut 1%, the penny plan, which does affect defense and it would affect beneficiaries and so called entitlements, you could bounce the budget in 5 years. If you just cut 1% for 5 years, don't increase the budget.
Well, you have to change entitlements.
Right, exactly. And that's the biggest elephant in the room.
That is by far for people like me.
Well, and I think on when it comes to military spending, defense spending, you could find those savings. But that is the biggest discussion we don't have in this country across generations on Social Security, on Medicare. It's sort of nobody wants to touch it.
Yep, absolutely. News on 93.1. There, more show. We're going to be back right after this.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River. region. Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump says the U.S. wants Turkey to provide audio and video evidence related to the disappearance of a Saudi journalist.
We'll get down to the bottom of it. I hope that the king and the crown prince didn't know about it. That's a big factor in my eyes.
Turkish officials say Jamal Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The kingdom denies any knowledge of what happened. Residents of Mexico Beach, Florida, returning home for the first time since Hurricane Michael leveled their town. The storm blamed for at least 26 deaths in 4 states. Lotto fever across the nation.
You can't wait if you don't play, so gotta play.
The Mega Millions jackpot swelling to $900 million.
That stands as the second largest jackpot in U.S. history, behind the Powerball's nearly $1.6 billion. Won by 3 ticket holders in January 2016.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, your next chance to win it is Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want
Let's go to the phones here and let's go to our good friend Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, I'm enjoying my last 2.5 days of law practice, Dan.
Why?
Well, after I win the big lotto this weekend. What? Why? What are you laughing at?
So what, are we driving over together to get our tickets?
On my way up the Highlands, I will.
Oh, when are you going to the Highlands?
I'll probably go this weekend, probably Friday afternoon. So, but it's cooling off up there. They're supposed to be in the 30s, freezing on Sunday night.
Yeah, no, and the leaves are going to be looking really good in about a week.
Yeah, I think they're running about 2 weeks behind normal because of the warm weather. So peak season is going to be like Halloween week, I think. So,
oh, you think it'll be that late?
Maybe a few days before then. You know, middle of next week definitely will be nice. So I was up there 2 weeks ago, and they were just getting a little bit of change on them, but not much, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
But now I think I'm probably going to see a lot more color.
Absolutely.
Hey, I haven't been able to listen to you lately, so I wanted to, if the election were held today, what do you think is going to happen in the House? What numbers would you give us here?
Well, this way, I've been kind of going over some of these races. I think there's some races that they think, I think Republicans are going to beat some Democrats, and I think that will then put us where we'll be in the minus 15 to minus 18 if it were being held today. Right now, the momentum is definitely on the Republican side.
Yeah, I even saw Charlie Cook have his low number at 20 at this point. So he's 20 to 40. But I think that, you know, and he's gotten his butt kicked in the last two midterm elections on his predictions, and he's about to lose face. He used to be a really reliable, you know, pollster on these things, but I think he's just, you know, anti-Trump, pro-Democrat, you know, and I don't know. You tell me, what do you think about that?
What, you're talking about on the House side, or are you talking about on the Senate side?
Yeah, on the House side. Well, just Cook in general, the Cook Report in general has just been, you know, not very good the last few election cycles.
Yeah, here's a problem. I played a clip from Trump's former pollster. There are basically 66 districts, and it seems the people who are really in the know use that same number. I know Opinion Dynamic Research uses it. He used it. But there's 66 districts. On the generic balloting question for those 66 districts, right now it is break even between Republican and Democrats on the generic balloting question for those districts only. That is
a
great sign for Republicans. The other thing is a momentum indicator when you're looking at Republicans versus Democrats in those 66 districts. The ones that we have to really edge are the independents. We did well with independents from Kavanaugh to today.
I think you can pick up even more independence if you start playing these repeated mob commercials.
Mm-hmm.
That theme really works well, I believe. And it's true. Now, we had another Minnesota candidate who was attacked today or yesterday running for a race up there. Maybe it might be a local race. But there hardly goes a day or two without some person being attacked by Antifa or being chased out of a restaurant or being shouted down in a public forum. And I think I'm starting to see a couple of commercials come together on that. Some independent packs, but also I think the NRC put one out recently. And I think it's very effective to say, look, is this what you want to turn the government over to? You want to turn it back over to the mob? You know, and you know it's effective because CNN and Washington Post are yelling so loud about using the word mob. I'm like, well, what would you call it when a bunch of screaming banshees attack people and chase them out of restaurants and scratch the doors on the Supreme Court building? I mean, you know, that's what we call them.
Well,
you know?
And particularly that Antifa guy who was yelling at the guy in the silver car and calling him Whitey, and he was white.
Right.
They just need to keep putting that in a loop and keep playing it
it. Broke the wind. And now, apparently, that guy is a wheelchair-bound guy. He was handicapped.
Oh, really? Didn't I know that?
Yeah. And he broke the window out of the guy's car. All he was trying to do is get through traffic, but... You know, I don't know if you keep up on Portland. You know, I have a brother up in that area. He's up in British Columbia, and let me tell you, Portland is insane, and that's probably why Washington State might end up or Oregon might end up having a Republican governor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now they've got aren't they the one that lost the governor who got investigated and then he resigned, and then the lieutenant governor, a woman. Active lesbian woman she's the governor now,
right?
And she's been a disaster, and now she's actually in danger of losing that seat. Can you imagine how Antifa's going to feel if they end up getting a Republican governor elected in Oregon?
Yeah.
I mean,
thing, Chad, I'm concerned about is we're not covering the health care issue very well. Republicans are not. And every poll, everyone I look at, when it does the sequence of what's the number one, two, three, four issue, medicine and medical is at the top of everybody's list.
Well, the one thing I definitely think they need to push back on is this false narrative the Democrats are trying to put out there that, you know, that the Trump administration is going to get rid of the pre-existing conditions exemption, you know. Although I personally think if you make an insurance company cover pre-existing exemption conditions, that's no longer insurance, you know. Regardless of that, letting the Democrats lie about it and say we're going to remove that, you know, we're going to make everybody have to pay for their, you know, their higher health. I think we need to push back on that for sure.
Well, and what they're going to do on this is you're going to have different types of insurance. You're going to have you're healthy and you're healthy, you can pass certain tests, and boom, we're going to sell you insurance at this rate. You're going to walk in, you don't have anything, but you're not necessarily that healthy. We're going to sell insurance to you at this rate. If you do have a pre-existing condition, they're going to sell you insurance at this rate, and the government's going to have to subsidize part of that, because other than that, it's just going to blow up on people.
Yeah, well, even Obama did that. I mean, when Obamacare, they didn't make all insurance companies cover the pre-existing conditions. What they did is they put them in a pool that was subsidized, you know. Let me ask you one last question, because I know you got to run. What do you think about the Florida governor and Senate race? Are we just seeing, I mean, today I saw, you know, even though they didn't even poll the panhandle, and they still had Nelson, and they had what's his name? Scott and, no, the governor, the other guy. The other guy's running for Senate.
Oh, Gilliam and Scott and Nelson running for Senate.
Right, right. Maybe it's the governor's race. I'm thinking of
DeSantis.
Gilliam and DeSantis.
Yeah, DeSantis. In any event, they had both Republicans still up by like a couple of points, and they weren't even able to poll the panhandle because of, you know, the problems going on there. Do you think that race is as close as they're trying to say it is? I'm looking at the early vote, the early ballot casting, and the Republicans are just taking it away. You know, even though I don't really rely on that too much, but typically Republicans don't.
Well, I assume you're talking about the St. Petersburg poll that just came out. Scott up by 2, Gilliam only up by 1.
But
the difficulty that they have with that is the way they weight the polling on it. They overweight it as Democrat to Republican, and they underweight the independents.
Okay, I guess that, okay. Well, I didn't get to look at the mix on it, so. But in any event, because all you see are this, oh, it's real close, and actually Gilliam's up, and I'm like, no way is Florida gonna elect Gilliam. No way. Now, I can see, you know, the Nelson race, you know, going the other way, but I don't see Gilliam winning, becoming the governor of Florida. I mean, I just don't. Or in the Georgia race, the crazy wacko leftist woman that's running against the white bread conservative.
Yeah.
What kind of numbers do you see in that race? Right.
Kemp is ahead of that. I have a lot of people that I talk to in Georgia, and they are excited about voting for Kemp. This lady wants to basically take away the motion picture industry out of Georgia, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I have a friend of mine that has a stake in this kind of production place that they do. He's a joint tenant's ownership, and he said that place would be worthless if she got rid of that.
Well, she is a leftist wacko. I mean, it's like we're gonna get rid of charter schools. Everything's gonna be totally governed by the NEA. We're gonna have socialized medicine and blah blah blah. I'm like, you know, this may fly in downtown Atlanta and in Ansley Park, but it ain't going to fly in South Georgia, North Georgia. I can tell you that right now.
Well, the other thing is, and again, where the Republicans need to hone this message is, how are you going to pay for it? Cruz did that to O'Rourke last night and did a great job with it.
Yeah. Beto's done. Yeah. And so's the woman who's on the other side of McSally's race out there in Nevada. She's a wacko, another crazy one. And there's a video a day that comes out with her calling her crazy, her state crazy.
Yeah.
another one today.
I mean, these candidates trying to be one thing and the camera and being something else in all their lives, like McCaskill and her videos that have just come out. She's going to have some. I think we're going to win Missouri. I know we're going to win North Dakota. I think we're going to win Indiana. I believe we can win Florida.
Well, and maybe even pick up West Virginia. I don't know. Depends.
It that one still is. Manchin is still up in the 8-point range. He dropped down a little bit on the Kavanaugh before the Kavanaugh. Right. Then he jumped up back up on the Kavanaugh. The thing though is the Democrats have said in West Virginia, we're not supporting you, you know,
right,
Joe,
right,
because you voted for Kavanaugh.
So if your best guess for pickup in the Senate, I think 4.
Yeah.
3 for sure, probably 4. And outside 5.
North Dakota, Missouri, Indiana. And I believe we can get Florida for 4.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Tester may fall apart in Montana. You know, Trump is going to Montana tonight.
Yeah, he's going,
he is going to have a heck of a rally.
Yeah. I'm sure he will. He might go there twice before it's over with. So, did you see Chuck Schumer pumped $3 million from his PAC into Menendez's race in New Jersey?
Yeah,
he must be really scared.
Yeah, Menendez has dropped substantially. He went down. I was telling the audience earlier, it's like he went from a plus 14, plus 11, plus 9, plus 7.
Yeah,
that's not a good track record. That's not good.
Bottom start. Well, if Chucky Schumer's putting $3 million in what's considered a dark blue state, that kind of makes you. Yeah, that tells me more about where he sees the trend. They're now trying to build a firewall.
Right. Exactly right.
All right, bud. Listen, good to talk to you, Dan.
Chad, take care. Always good talking to you. Newstalk 93.1 FM. This hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Thames, David Ingram. I understand David's going to be working this weekend. Eric, Lynn, and Danielle. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. We'll be back.
I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Man, what a day. Should have some interesting news for tomorrow. We certainly will be keeping an eye on the Crown Prince and some more audio of the bad guys in the consulate. And some of the things they said. You know, I want to tell you some background information on Mr. Electric. First of all, Dan Black is a personal friend of mine. I've known him for a lot of years. So Mitchell Electric is locally owned. It's not, you know, some big group that's out there. Parts and workmanship, it's guaranteed. Here's one that I really like. Upfront pricing, so you always know exactly what you're paying for. Now, let me tell you what they did with the person. They had someone that gave them a price. It took them longer to do what they said that they were going to do. Did they charge them any more? No. They gave them the price that they had quoted to them, and they ate the rest of it because their word is their bond. That is big. Dedicated to providing exceptional customer service every single time. That is one thing I hear about them from all of you, that you love the people that come out to your home. You feel good about them, have great conversations with them. They're nice people. Their service professionals are bonded and insured. Here is the biggie. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let me say that again. Offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Who does that? Mr. Electric really cares about you, and they want you to have some safety tips. Extension cords should be used for temporary purposes only. Never put them where they can be damaged or going under things like carpeting. That could create a fire and a hazard. Mr. Lesher, get that telephone number because they have 24-hour emergency service 7 days a week. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Lesher, better put that in your phone. Let's see if we can get to Tom Fenton talking about the Department of Justice here and that they're not going to lift a finger with Fusion GPS.
Founder of the firm behind the anti-Trump dossier pleading the fifth on Capitol Hill. Glenn Simpson refusing to answer questions under subpoena. President Trump tweeting, is it really possible that Bruce Ohr, whose wife Nellie was paid by Simpson and Fusion GPS for work done on the fake dossier and was used as a pawn in the whole scam, the witch hunt, is still working for the Department of Justice? Can this really be so? I don't know why he's still there. He's been demoted. Our next guest predicts the DOJ won't lift a finger against Simpson. Here to explain Judicial Watch's own Tom Fenton joins us now. Why not? Why not lift a finger?
Because Simpson is a key cog in the machine that is the Mueller special counsel operation. There's a direct line from Clinton to Simpson to the dossier to the FBI DOJ to the Mueller special counsel that has relied on that dossier, relied on some of the information that Simpson and Christopher Steele concocted with the help of Russian intelligence to target Donald Trump. And as long as Mueller is running the Justice Department effectively on these Russia investigations, all these witnesses that helped him get where he is today are going to be, I think, protected.
Okay. Now, that kind of makes sense. And Tom Fenton has been pretty good on things. He is. He didn't like what's going on at DOJ right now. He's not a big Sessions fan. He used to be, but he's not any longer. So Tom Fenton's going to be talking about Mueller here.
Well, Rosenstein runs the Justice Department during the Russian probe because Jeff Sessions recused himself. What do you mean Mueller runs the Justice Department?
I don't think Rosenstein is effectively running the Mueller investigation. That's why you have a special counsel to provide some independence from supposedly the Justice Department senior officials. There's been this deference to Mueller. Everything the DOJ has done in terms of stonewalling information about what Mr. Strzok was up to, about what Bruce Ohr was up to, about what Clem Simpson was up to, it's all designed to protect this Mueller special counsel, which is illicitly targeting, in my view, President Trump.
Okay, so now we've found out today, and I'll have the Catherine Herridge report for it for tomorrow, where she's going to kind of go into detail on it, but that the Mueller investigation, they're going to release something after the midterms. And it's kind of a summary addressing of things. And I don't know if it's the conclusion, if it's the final draft, or if it's just kind of a midterm, you know, state of the investigation type thing. I think that that is bigger. I have a friend of mine who is texting me, and they're saying that there's a real gleefulness at the White House over this, and he's up in Washington and pretty connected and to the lobbying side of things on K Street. So he said there's a real gleefulness in the use of his word. So now let's pull in Tom Fenton talking about the Fifth, taking the Fifth and all these no-shows.
Let's look where we're at right now, Tom. Jim Comey's been fired. Andy McCabe's under grand jury investigation. His situation's getting worse by the day. Peter Strzok, disgraced and fired. Bruce Orr, demoted, but mysteriously still there. Nellie Orr refuses to testify so far. Glenn Simpson pleading the Fifth. Joe Mifsud cannot be located, and he's a key cog because he was talking with Papadopoulos, and Christopher Steele can't verify any of his information, and he talks from overseas in Britain. Now, why did Glenn Simpson take the Fifth? Why did he take the word is two things. He's hiding something, number one, or number two, he's looking to play out the string because he thinks the House is going to flip and the investigation will stop.
Well, that may be, that's a good point on the second part. The first issue, though, is that he has to have a good faith basis for doing it, and presumably his lawyer isn't going to let him do it without a good faith basis. And the big issue is whether he told the truth about the timing of meetings he had with the Justice Department, namely Bruce Orr. He says he didn't meet with them until after the election. It turns out he met with Orr, it looks like, before the election. So you had this Clinton campaign vendor, dossier creator, meeting with the Justice Department in the middle of the election in August of 2016. He tried to cover that up, it looks like, to Congress, and that's why he's facing some concerns about a perjury prosecution.
Now let's kind of look at what's going to be happening tomorrow. We have Jim Baker, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, who are going to be testifying before a closed-door meeting, the last time I saw it, and possibly Lisa Page. Who's going to be the inquisitors here? Trey Gowdy and company. But Trey Gowdy is always the lead. That's why James Comey did not want to do a closed-door session, because he was going to be basically interrogated by Trey Gowdy. He did not want that. He wanted it to be in an open where you do a five-minute Republican, five-minute Democrat, five-minute Republican, five-minute Democrat. And that is a much safer environment for him. I'm not even sure if he'll still even do that, but they want him in closed door. I also believe that they're going to ask him to come to a closed door and make him refuse, because then that's going to make him look bad. But hey, James Comey looking bad. He's awfully quiet out there. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Good audience, show. I want to thank you so very, very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. River